Thomas Crawford, but it's nice to hear my voice again. I decided to do this novel discussion number 4 in a nice little fun, quick and easy way by making a podcast. I also thought to myself, maybe a kid hasn't made a podcast for you, so I hope I'm the first. Please let me know if you absolutely hate it or if you like it a little bit. I'd like to know that as well. So my book, or I should say epic poem, is Paradise Lost, written by John Milton. The overall summary, I have to give this book, just one line: man's first disobedience in the Garden of Eve. He writes about the fall of heaven and the banishing of Satan down to hell. But all of that is important when we get on to the rest of the podcast. So one of the big questions is, what pushed him to write this poem? After doing a lot of research and really just reading the book in general, I can kind of figure out what John Milton's life is all about. So in a book that I decided to, or that I found, was John Milton, The Self and the World by John T. Shawcross. I found it on the Weatherford College library catalog. I think it's a great, very descriptive backgrounds of John Milton's life. So one of the first things that I highlighted was he was born on December 9th, 1608. He attended St. Paul's School, I'm guessing, and the biography didn't really give a great detail on what St. Paul's School was. I believe it was a grade school / middle school / high school. But later on, he attended Christ College in Cambridge, which is now named, or it's still named Christ College, but it's the University of Cambridge. Another thing I wanted to highlight, just because this could be a possibility. He had a really big family, and surprisingly, a lot of them and a lot of his younger siblings died before even reaching a childhood, as it says, and that could be one of the reasons why he is really dark in his literature. Maybe that might be a big thing. Yeah, a big thing. So, anyways. John T. Shawcross goes into his, I guess, his religious beliefs and what he fully believes in. And as you can tell, he's very religious, just because the schools that he attended, and you can tell that Christ and God was a big part of the household. Wow, I'm so bad with podcasts. Never doing this again. Anyways, he goes on to talk about how John Milton was a Puritan, and how he believed basically that he didn't want Roman Catholicism anymore. He wanted to completely get rid of the Church of England. He was not a big fan of huge industries and money-making churches, technically. And he kind of wanted to see the end of this. Which is not a very, it's kind of breaking those society barriers, you know what I mean? A lot of people probably, and we'll get onto it later, he got a lot of backlash from doing this kind of stuff. Actually, in the writing of Paradise Lost, a lot of people didn't enjoy his work just because of the, you know, his own, giving his own interpretation about the Bible and the Garden of Eve. A drink of water. So after doing a little bit more research, I found a short little biography on biography.com. I decided to use this as one of my little secondary research or recommendation sites, I don't know, whatever you call it. To find a little bit more information. What I got by it was, what I got from it was, what another, he wrote another religious book on the morning of Christ's nativity. He also wrote an elegy in the memory of a friend who actually drowned, it says on here. So, a lot of death in his life, as you can tell, especially from earlier, that a lot of his siblings passed away. But, yeah, again, a lot of death in his life. So, in the biography, or the biography on biography.com, mentioned that he went to go meet up with Galileo, who was a huge philosopher. He believed that he's the one that came up with the fact that Earth revolves around the sun, and he was backlashed for it, especially because I might be wrong, located in Italy, which was, you know, mainly Roman Catholicism in that area. But anyways, he went on to meet Galileo in person, not specific what about. I could do a little bit more research on it, but I already have all of my sites that I need. But it leaves me wondering, Galileo is a philosopher, according to the Physics Worlds article that I read, another article by James Dacey, and this article is titled, Just What Did Galileo Believe? Apparently he was still a Catholic, and I didn't know this. I thought he was completely he didn't believe it, but also during those times, it's kind of hard not to, you know, believe those kind of things. Or not believe in Christ. Going back, sorry, I lost my train of thought. Oh, this brought up a question, or I was wondering, why did John go meet Galileo? One of the things that I came up with was maybe it was about, because Galileo being a huge philosopher, it seems like John, and I brought this up earlier, it seems like John Milton is keeping an open mind when it comes to religion, especially because he's a Puritan. He likes to keep an open mind, he likes to make his own interpretations, he likes giving people different interpretations, because there are different interpretations to the Bible, whether or not you like it or not. I wrote here, John is a firm believer in Christianity. He believes in keeping an open mind when it comes to religion. You can tell this by his epic poem, Paradise Lost. So I go on to say something else as well. Galileo kept an open mind, and so did John Milton. Making John Milton a philosopher, technically, is what I put in quotes. Going on, I included another source. This source was straight from Christ College, actually, University of Cambridge, I should say. I have no clue when this article was written, but it talks about the overall importance of John Milton in English, because I wrote here, I wrote the article here, Why Milton Matters, because that's the article of it, and he mentions his effect on the English language here. It gives certain information on, you know, like words that he created, and adjectives and verbs that he used that weren't usually or were way past his time period that he used, and basically other stuff like that. This and I can tie this all with the other stuff, because just overall, John Milton is someone who is open-minded, because, you know, like I said just a second ago, he uses his own kind of language, and plus he has his own interpretation of what he thinks, or how he thinks the Bible could have went. But although he's trying to make a poem out of it, because he's still a writer, and he's trying to make a poem out of it. But at the same time, you know, he's kind of this modern age message type guy where, you know, he didn't care if he was going to be, you know, get backlash just like how Galileo did, or, you know, he was open to many different things, and he really honestly, it just seemed like he didn't care, and he just wanted to do what he wanted to do. So that ends my 10-minute podcast. Well, I'm sorry for how long it is. I hope it was not too party, and I hope everything pieced together. Thank you, and have a great night.